Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most ecosystems exist in a delicate balance that depends on climate and biological population. Eric Galbraith, assistant professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at McGill University, discusses how climate change is altering the equation for the Earth's largest ecosystem.
As the philosopher-scientist James Lovelock pointed out, the Earth's biosphere is a lot like a single organism. The organism's largest and most ancient part is the ocean ecosystem. Its basic life support system depends on having a constant supply of nitrogen. The circulation of ocean currents carries nitrogen from its source to its demise, just like our blood circulation carries nutrients from our stomachs to our kidneys. Along the way, it supports all life within the ocean, as it has done for millions of years. New nitrogen is constantly produced by a special breed of bacteria that evolved far back in the early days of life on Earth and grows in the sunny surface ocean. While a very different type of bacteria that lives in deep, dark pockets of the ocean interior eliminates excess nitrogen, maintaining an ancient balance. Now, as climate change warms the ocean, it is redirecting the circulation of its currents and altering the habitats of the bacteria that supply and eliminate nitrogen. But it has been hard to gauge the effect this will have on the nitrogen cycle. In order to find out, my colleagues and I pieced together clues from the slow, natural climate warming at the end of the last ice age. We used a collection of mud samples, carefully extracted from the deep seafloor in different parts of the world, and measured the isotopes of nitrogen fossilized within the mud. We found that the nitrogen balance was, indeed, thrown out of whack by the slow natural climate warming and shifted into a higher speed, but also that it stabilized again after a few thousand years. We expect the warming now being caused by humans will cause an even larger destabilization of the ocean's basic life support system, as it is happening about 100 times faster than our fossilized example. It seems likely that the system will eventually restabilize itself, but it may take many centuries to do so, and it will make life more difficult for many marine animals in the meantime.
That was Eric Galbraith of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.